Congressman Mike Thompson has secured $450,000 for the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District for the dredging of Humboldt Bay. The money comes from the Army Corps of Engineers and will be used to address the operation and maintenance of the bay. Congressman Thompson pointed out the importance of the harbor to the North Coast economy and that the funding will allow Humboldt Bay to remain the only deep-water port on the North Coast. The harbor is dredged on a yearly basis to deepen the channel and is critical to the safety of the shipping and fishing fleets. The Board of Supervisors heard a mid-year budget review from administration staff at today's meeting, and while the news in general was good, the state of the county's general fund is structurally imbalanced, according to staff reports. The general fund will stand at around $2 million at the end of the fiscal year, but expenditures are exceeding projections due to several factors, including rising costs for jail services and additional expenses at the district attorney's office. Many of the revenue sources for the fiscal year are one-time payments, such as reimbursement for updated elections equipment, and will not be available on an ongoing basis. In addition, the county's reserve, optimistically pegged at $5 million, currently stands at just $1.6 million. There was some positive news from the budget update. Despite the state's looming $9 billion deficit that will also impact county finances in the upcoming year, property tax increases are expected to bring in an additional $950,000. Sales taxes are expected to bring in an additional $130,000, and an increase in the timber yield tax is expected to bring in another $1.6 million. The budget review also took a look at various services provided by the county, and one fund that has concerned the board and staff is the Economic Development Fund, which will have a deficit of nearly $1 million at the end of the fiscal year. While no specific proposals were made at today's meeting, staff will continue its work with Economic Development to bring that fund back in to the black. And public forums take place today through Thursday for the three finalists of the College of the Redwoods President's position. The three finalists, Dr. Upal Goswami, Catherine Lehner, and Dr. Patrick Schmidt. The candidates will be interviewed by the CR Board of Trustees, and each will participate in separate public forums on the Eureka Main Campus. They will all be held in the Forum Theater, Forum Building 103, and they will take place from 1:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon, and the community is invited to attend. Catherine Lehner held her forum today. Dr. Goswami's forum will take place tomorrow, and Patrick Schmidt will be on stage on Thursday. CR has been without a president since March 1st of 2011. On that day, the CR Board of Trustees accepted then-President Jeff Marzi's resignation and appointed Dr. Goswami as the acting president 2 weeks later. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanlands Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanlands is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The campaign for supervisor candidate Rex Bone has announced that it has received the endorsement of the International Longshoremen and Warehousemen's Union, Local 14. The union said it supports Bone because he agrees with their vision for jobs with living wages and a better economy for the North Coast. Bone is running for the 1st District seat to replace Jimmy Smith, who is retiring at the end of this term. And when Humboldt State constructed the College Creek apartment complex, they did so with energy efficiency in mind, and now that foresight has paid off, literally. Pacific Gas and Electric has presented an incentive check of more than $15,000 to the university for energy savings derived from the energy-efficient features of the apartment complex, which translated into much less electrical and gas usage. Caltrans will hold a public open house tomorrow so that residents can get a look at a feasibility study for possible improvements to Highway 255 from Eureka to Arcata. The open house will be held at the Manila Community Center from 4:30 until 6:30 in the evening, and visitors can check out displays and ask questions of Caltrans staff. Residents who live along Highway 255 have taken it upon themselves to erect traffic signs warning drivers to slow down and have voiced frustrations over a lack of response from government officials. A feasibility study will be used as a reference document for identifying potential improvement projects and allow Caltrans to develop funding sources for those projects. That's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.